Coming up in episode 2 of Let's Get Frank. Bibi's second Frank, also known as Frankster or Francesca, is a married British woman with two little girls. She's never really dated officially, but definitely had her hot girl summer pre-tying the knot. Not exactly what Bibi was looking for in her Frank, but they do have a connection nonetheless. Will Bibi convert Frank? Will Frank convert Bibi? Dating coach extraordinaire Annabelle Knight coaches Bibi through the date and evaluates how she performed afterwards.
Annabelle, Miss Annabelle Knight, I've missed you, our resident sex relationship dating coach, who is also a best-selling author and TV presenter with a range of sex toys. How have you been?
I've been brilliant. Thank you so much for that introduction. It was fantastic. I loved it.
It was all right, wasn't it? I'm going to start jazzing up your intros. I think you deserve that. If anyone does, it's you. I don't want you to be jealous. Before we start chatting today, I just don't want you to be jealous, but I have another date.
I'm excited for this. I'm not jealous. I'm in. I'm with you. I want this to happen.
Do you really? Because some of the advice you've been giving me, I think you want to scupper it.
Oh, maybe there is a very small thread of sabotage in there. I just don't like seeing people too happy.
The sabotage is totally from me. So your advice is always brilliant and I've been taking it all on board, and it is like super relevant and super pertinent. There is something about me though. It's like my knee jerk. It's like, I've got this date today and I feel anxious. So I feel not ready. I feel like I haven't had my advice in my training, and I have had my advice in my training. So I know we might be kind of covering old ground again, but can I ask you, and this is for anyone else as well listening who's about to go on a date and just trying to find love, what are the general tips?
Okay, so first tip is just relax. Do some breathing exercises. Do anything you would normally do that would make you feel, you know, in a bit more of a peaceful state of mind. Because once we start getting bedded down in anxiety or our nerves, we trip ourselves up. So the best thing you can try and do is to relax, whether that's, I don't know, mantras or reading a book or running a bath. Just do something that will put you in a relaxed state of mind. That's my number one piece of advice. My second piece of advice is do something that makes you, for you, feel special or sexy or beautiful. And that could mean, I don't know, treat yourself to a blow dry or full face makeup or pair of heels. Like, it could be absolutely anything, even a gym workout before the date. Whatever you would do that would boost you internally and mentally in your kind of personal and private life, try and bring that into your dating world, just so you feel really good and really bolstered before you go. And then my third and final tip is to know that this might not be the one. It might not be everything you wanted. It might be absolutely terrible, but that is okay and that's fine. Each date and each experience is unique, and there are always lessons to be learned, even from the very worst dates.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Oh, I'm all right. Am I more than you imagined I'd be, or a bit less?
I'm a little bit intimidated, I won't lie. But just to put you at ease, I don't have any headphones. I've had to borrow my daughter's. So if I just flip these up for a second, I'm a unicorn.
It looks like you've got a penis on your head.
Well, it wouldn't be the first time. So
exactly. With ears, though. A furry one with ears.
So I thought, oh, I'll turn them so she won't know. And I've gone and told you anyway.
What about kind of dating adventures, sex adventures? Do you feel, because I'd always feel like, okay, if I got married, I'd really want it to be forever. In my head, it would be forever. So I'd want to feel like I did everything that I wanted to try before. I'm not asking you out here because we're already on a date, but like, I'm a straight woman. You're a straight woman. You've readily said yes to me. So I'm assuming you want this to go further. So did you get all your sexual adventures out the way, is what I'm saying?
Absolutely, and some, I think.
But did you ever, because I'm straight, right? But I'm thinking, I wonder if that's part of the issue. Am I straight? Did you ever dabble?
I mean, I count myself as straight, but maybe people listening to the next part of my conversation wouldn't class me as that. But I've definitely always been an admirer of women.
What a date. I loved it. It was so much fun.
I make a kind of a page of observations about the day. And then on the other side, I write any little words or phrases that I find particularly funny. And in this one, affairs of the genitals made it. I thought that was brilliant.
yeah, I loved her. She was just so open and really funny and really, just a really up energy. Give me an overall grade of what's my percentage chance you think of Frank dating me again?
Oh, do you know what? I think if she was free and single, I'd say 100%. You definitely clicked. There was definitely a vibe. And I think, you know, in a different world, in a different universe, I would be sat here saying, I'm so excited to see where this goes.
Will Frank and Bebe go on a second date? Find out in episode 2 of Let's Get Frank, wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.